So we're just calling our meeting to order on this August 16th of 2022. The first item on the agenda is approving the minutes from our last meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
This is Doug. I move we approve the minutes.
A second.
Great. Great. It's been moved and seconded. Any debate? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh. Great.
Minutes are approved. We're moving on to the loan portfolio. We have three loans at $1 million. I move to approve the loan.
I move adoption. Doug, or did you do it? I'll second it.
Thank you, Doug. Yep, it's been moved and seconded. Rick, can you let us know, walk us through the loans that we're looking at today?
Sure, sir. Not much to talk about today. You know, all three are bread and butter loan purposes. The only comment I make is that the town of Ogal in Dunn County applied for their loan a little bit earlier and was able to get in at before our rates had changed to the higher rate. And so their rate is a little bit lower, but all three loans are pretty standard fare.
And yep.
It's a round number, $1 million.
The salt shed will really be helpful, Rich. So I'm glad to see that Ogal is getting that. Doug, did you have any questions?
Not I.
Okay. Any questions for Rich? See none. All those in favor of approving the loan, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Josh.
The loans are approved. Moving on to we have no old business, we have no new business, and so it's just officer reports. Rich, do you have a chief investment officer report?
I do not have a chief investment officer report today.
Well, you were very thorough last meeting, which we appreciated.
I'm sure everybody was getting tired of hearing my voice, so we'll let it pass this time.
We're glad that that's a part of our meeting structure every quarter, so thank you. Tom, an executive secretary report.
I will try to keep it short, but I can't do as short as Rich did. So at the last meeting, I brought up the fact that I was heading north to meet with tribal members from the Lac du Flambeau tribe regarding a potential sale of our lands to the Lac du Flambeau. And it was a great meeting. It was a great discussion. For a long, long, long time, we've had holdings either within the reservation or contiguous to the reservation. And in some cases, there was a serious dispute over who owned what. And we were able to work through virtually all of those issues, and we are heading to a sale of those lands to the Lac du Flambeau, which we will be bringing to the board sometime, I believe, in the next 5 weeks or so. But there was one parcel that there are still discrepancies on, and I will be requesting a little bit of time with the AG to talk about the settlement of that particular dispute. I am confident that we can reach a middle ground that both sides will be comfortable with. But like I said, we're talking about 100 years of of disputes here. So in any event, it'll be great to resolve all these issues. And I think it will be one of the most, momentous accomplishments in state and tribal relations that have occurred in quite a while. So looking forward to that.
Tom, this is Doug. I have two questions. How many acres of land are we talking about, and what's the price? And second of all, what are the disagreements? I mean, this is land that we own that they might want to buy. Why is there a disagreement?
Because of the fact that history rarely moves in a straight line. So if you think about it, Lands were granted to us at statehood. Lands were granted to us pursuant to the Swampland Act of 1850, but some of those lands weren't surveyed until later to determine where those lands were. And in fact, some of the patents that came to us didn't come until the 1930s. Meanwhile, the reservation, the name comes from the fact that those lands were reserved for that tribe by the federal government. But if the federal government was already granting land to other entities, including the state of Wisconsin, there were disputes. Who got what? And that's kind of where things, that's how we found ourselves in a dispute. And in fact, it actually went to court in 1960. But unfortunately, the stipulation and settlement of that dispute wasn't very clear either. And the parties immediately started disagreeing in terms of how that settlement was to be interpreted. And I was happy that we were able to work through virtually all of the issues except for one parcel. And like I said, I'm hopeful that we can reach a resolution on that one. In terms of the amount of acreage, Doug, we're talking 500 some acres, I believe.
Okay, 500 acres. Okay.
Yep.
So the disputes were caused by the federal government because they gave the land away twice in some places, maybe.
That's a good way of describing it, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And that's my report for today. Like I said, I will be calling Ashley to see if I can get a little bit of time to talk to the AG ahead of time so we can make sure we're on the same page there.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. And I actually have no update on my end. So will any agenda items for a future meeting?
Not I.
Okay.
The one thing I was going to bring up, I believe the state treasurer may not be able to make the next scheduled meeting, which is the Tuesday after Labor Day. So we may be looking at moving the date of that meeting then. Is that correct?
You're talking about September 6th, okay, yeah.
That's correct, yes. And I know, Tom, we were waiting to see if we could move it or just have a super meeting, which would be that following, that like third week of September.
Well, whatever, just let me know. I'm sure I'll be okay, we'll be okay.
Okay.
Sarah, I would argue that all BCPL meetings are super meetings.
That is, and I'm sure that if something that Tom and I talked about yesterday when we do our weekly check-in is that if we do need to do the meeting on the 6th, I'm sure, Doug, you would be more than willing, I'm sure, to share the meeting on my behalf while I'm out. So,
well, I'm not sure I can handle that, particularly if we have hundreds and hundreds of loans.
I'm sure the earth would be in good hands. I mean, but we'll keep you all posted, Tom, and you guys posted on what needs to happen.
It'll be fine. And the only issue would be if there were any loans where the recipients were in a position where they needed to have an answer before the 20th, then we could have a quick meeting and approve those loans.
Right. Yep. And I know, Tom, we will circle back with you all to figure it out. This will be the second BCPL meeting I've missed since I've been chair. So the first one when I had my kid and then on the 6th. So trying to keep a good record.
That is a good track record. In terms of the Lac du Flambeau transaction, because of the fact that they may be trying to close by the end of September, that may also come into play in terms of when we reschedule that first meeting in September for, because if they need to get a definitive answer from our board, we may need to do that a little bit earlier than later. So just keeping everybody apprised here.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Makes sense. Okay. Any new agenda items or anything for a future meeting besides what was discussed?
Nothing for me.
Okay. I move to adjourn.
I will suck at that.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjourning today's meeting, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Hi, Josh.
Doug.
Okay.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now.